It's Tuesday, 2nd of June, 2020. It's the Lock-In Podcast, episode 14. My name is Conor Muinichon from Black Knight. Just back from a week's holidays in my back garden. Tasuligum gref shachtanu, derishachtan a desik of hain, agasan law sira banks and ari freshen. We're having wonderful weather here in Ireland. And now we're well into phase one of the government's roadmap for reopening society and business. So let's talk about business today for a moment. Hardware stores and construction companies, for example, have been back at work for over a week. Is it too early to measure the extent of the recovery? One of the sources I've been watching from early on has been the regular surveys conducted on behalf of Chambers Ireland. Their latest survey concluded yesterday, so I'll be looking forward to that report in the next few days. However, there is a more immediate source of data that I want to talk about. It's available to us this morning. And especially from our point of view at Black Knight as a domain registrar, it's interesting. That's the news from the IE Domain Registry that the month of May broke all the records for registration of .ie domain names. The web addresses which businesses and individuals use for website, emails and other services. So what does this actually mean? Una McCutcheon is Corporate Communications Manager at IE Domain Registry and she joins me on the show today. Welcome, Una.
Good morning, Con.
Una, the figure is 7,009 new .ie domains registered in the month of May. Can you put that into some kind of context, please? How much of an increase are we talking about?
Well, first off, it's the highest number we've ever registered in a month since the company was founded 20 years ago. So that'll give you some sense of it. But if you compare May 2020 to May 2019, a year ago, we've had a 60% increase in domain registrations. And in April, we had a 31% increase on the same month in the previous year. So we saw these numbers taking off as soon as the lockdown happened. I think as soon as businesses realized that they had to close their doors, they had to find another way to reach their customers. And, you know, the response has been phenomenal. I know that web developers and hosting companies are reporting record demand for businesses either to start a brand new website or, you know, improve the website they already have. And there are lots of supports out there, financial supports to try and help small businesses to do that. But so for us, it's a very exciting day. It's a wonderful milestone and we're delighted to, you know, be able to facilitate and enable businesses to get online quickly with their .ie domain, yeah.
Now, as you point out, Una, this happened in the depths of an unprecedented national lockdown. Suddenly, businesses found themselves having to close their doors, having to socially distance, unable to conduct business in the normal way. Is it simply a case, in your view, that they said, OK, let's look at online as an alternative? Is it as simple as that? Is it perhaps something that companies maybe had in the back of their minds for a long time, but now decided it's time to do it?
Yeah, I think you've hit the nail on the head there, Con. You know, what I'm hearing back from the market and from web developers and people like that is that small businesses said, oh, I know online is important. I know I must get around to it one of these days. And then COVID happened. And that was the tipping point. It was the point at which they realized either you have online or you have no business.
Yeah.
And that's really what happened. And I think, you know, a lot of small businesses have maybe small websites, brochure type websites, and they realized that they really needed to up their game in a way or indeed take the first few steps in going online. And we've seen a lot of them adapting very quickly. We all know, you know, the restaurants that are now doing takeout and they're ordering it online and paying for it online. And some other businesses are pivoting from where they were. So, for example, I know locally here there's a furniture maker who's rapidly adapted to making pop-up home desks. You've probably seen these guys. And they're easy to assemble. You can do it in the flick of a switch. And they're selling all of their product online. So it's great to be able to see companies look for that opportunity in the face of, you know, very difficult trading times. So those are really the lovely success stories. And I think coupled with that from the consumer side, what you're seeing is a great, I suppose you might call it an outpouring of support for local businesses. people want their local businesses to survive and thrive during these difficult times. And they are going online to shop from them or to order goods and services. And, you know, they you know, I think they're quite forgiving at the moment.
Yeah.
If the online experience isn't fantastic. I wonder how much longer that will last, though, because I think consumers may get a little impatient with websites that are not really very easy to use and they're not very consumer focused. So although there's a huge amount of goodwill, I do think that small businesses need to continue in that online journey and make it as seamless as possible for the consumer.
I think our experience at Black Knight and yours would probably mirror this as well. And lots of small web designers and companies like that would have that same experience, is that small business will very often say to you, well, I don't have the technical skills or I don't have the technical ability to manage my website or look after online sales or something like that. It's much easier to work in the way we've always worked. But the last 2 or 3 months, Una, has seen a transformation, really, would you think it would be fair to say, in the way Irish people operate, in the technical skills that a lot of people have learned very, very quickly. I was on a family Zoom call at the weekend with people who wouldn't have contemplated such a thing even a few months ago. And now all of a sudden we find that we are masters of technology that maybe took a little bit of effort, but not too much effort to master.
Well, you're so right, Con. You know, people have been using Zoom for, you know, social and parties and Saturday night quizzes and all of that, as well as for work purposes.
Yes.
So, you know, that's one thing. We've also seen the very rapid adoption of online in the education sector with schools having to move to remote learning. And that's been a patchy experience, really, across the country. But you have seen people adapting really, really fast. And I think as well that, you know, when this is over, when COVID is over, I think there's going to be a demand for more flexible working from workers. And I think everybody acknowledges that. And the success of working remotely means that employers are now much more trusting. They see it works. So therefore, why not let it continue and reduce commuting time and so on, but also offer the in-office experience for those workers that want to get back to the office. So it'll probably be some kind of hybrid model, I would think. And I think that, you know, that's a very significant thing. And it's significant for small businesses because, you know, if people are commuting less to the big cities, they'll be spending more time in their local towns. They'll be shopping and, you know, doing all of that in their local towns, which should hopefully increase business for them. And we do an annual piece of research called the Digital Health Index. And way before COVID, when we published it at the end of 2019, one of the interesting stats that came out of it was that 45% of consumers want a click and collect option in their local town, in their local main street. But SMEs weren't providing it. And now they've moved online. So now's the opportunity to say, even if you want, you know, even if it's a local company, people won't have the time or the patience to queue and stand in line for, you know, utilitarian type of things, or maybe repeat orders. They want to order them. They don't want to stand in line and find that they, when you get in the shop, that they don't have it. So I think people will become very careful about how they use their time and much more efficient about it, because I don't know if you saw yesterday, IKEA opened in the UK and they had 5-mile-long queues of people to get in. And you're going, I don't know what universe I would spend that amount of time queuing for a piece of furniture. I just wouldn't do it. So, but if I want to be able to pick up my contact lens prescription, I want to do that online. If I want to get a phone cover for my new phone, I want that posted to me. There's lots of things that I wouldn't have done online before. So I think that's where the opportunity really exists for SMEs and for them to really say, we need to offer our customers the best possible experience and make life easy for them and for the business themselves as well. And I think that it could be a huge benefit, an unexpected benefit.
This is the challenge, though, really, Una, isn't it, for us in business, for people who are facilitating online commerce, for government and policymakers and that as well. Change has been forced upon us. There is going to be a new normal. Things could go in a detrimental way as well. This could be and has the potential to be devastating for small business and for small communities and that as well. I think when people are, there's been an awful lot of commentary and an awful lot of talk about it, and I think that when people are commenting on it, they can see a glimmer or a glimpse of perhaps a better future here. But it's not going to come without effort, and we're going to have to collectively, I think, try and make sure that things are steered in a positive direction.
Yeah, agreed. And I think we can't underestimate the economic impact that's going to follow from COVID. I think the thing is, there's going to be losers, unfortunately, and there's businesses that will never open their doors again. And you see some of the big tech companies putting all their staff at home for till the end of the year. So the impact on bookshops, coffee shops, you know, all the kind of discretionary spend that goes on, that's, you know, going to be pretty big, I would imagine. But I think as well, you know, there is an opportunity now to spread the economic benefit more throughout the country. So it's not just clustered in Dublin, Cork, Galway, Limerick, that people can be in Clonmel or Greignamana or wherever, and they can work really effectively from home and put more money back into their own local economies. Mm-hmm. And I think the challenge for businesses is to really up their game and offer that level of, that level of customer experience that people expect online.
It's something I've tried to do on the podcast, Una, is I'm talking to you in particular because I think Black Knight and IE Domain Registry share an insight, and we have some expertise in this regard. But this program in particular and this series is not about plugging our own products or flogging our own services. But I do want to say, and I'd put ourselves on record, and I think you'd agree with this sentiment, I'd put ourselves on record as saying is that there's an opportunity here to buy Irish. There's an opportunity here to support local businesses and local communities. And I think that it's an opportunity, as you very rightly are warning, that could be missed if we're not too careful. There's an awful lot of spending going to online, big traders, big names. There's an opportunity here, really, isn't there, for small business to carve out its own niche and to attract its own support in this new normal.
I would agree with that. And I referred to earlier the kind of very strong sense of goodwill and supporting local business. And there's lots of platforms have sprung up in the last number of weeks trying to help very tiny SMEs that maybe don't have the resources to avail of it. And those initiatives are absolutely brilliant. And I think that will continue. But I suppose my little small word of caution is, you know, it has to be a decent experience. People will be very forgiving in the short term.
Yes.
But not in the longer term. Yes. So I would urge any SME to try and improve their online presence, get it up to, you know, up to the standard that it needs to be.
Very good. Very good. How are you guys managing yourself in IE Domain Registry? Like ourselves, you've all moved to working from home?
Yes, we have indeed. And, you know, it's been an amazing experience. Everybody's been working very productively. I suppose because we're a tech company, it's not as challenging for us as it might be for other companies. So, it's been good.
Good. Very good. Well, congratulations on the record-breaking number of registrations in May. At Black Knight, we're delighted to have played our part in it. I think about 30% of those are registered via Black Knight. And again, take care, Una, and we'll be in touch. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you, Con. Nice to chat to you. Take care now.
And bye-bye. That's Una McCutcheon of IE Domain Registry, our guest on the Lock-In podcast today. The lockin.ie is where you can find out all about the show, how to subscribe on Acast and Spotify, on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and via any kind of an RSS client that you've got that you want to do. Do like, subscribe and share. And of course, it's on video on YouTube as well. We're moving to a once a week model. So the next episode will be on next Tuesday, and we'll talk to you then. Good evening, Slán go fóill.